friend, and if we get the other two folks, great. If for some reason we don't, the only action tonight really is that we can't put limits for last time, so we can continue on. So, Elijah, would you call us to, I call us to order, and would you do the roll call?
Yeah, sure. If I mispronounce your name, please forgive me. Duarte Addy? Guillermo Arauz? Stacy Austin?
Here.
Erica Bachner? Tina Baird? David Bonner?
Here.
Tim Brandhorst? Laurel Burkett? Mindy Crady?
Here.
Alexandra DeSorbo-Quinn? Renee Duba-Clancy?
Here.
Chuck Foster? Cecilia Graham? John Grant?
Here.
Jessica Hartshorn? Anja Herman? Jerry Humbert? Jessica Iverson? Ken Johnson?
Here.
Kirk Johnson?
Here.
Chris Johnston?
Here.
Stephanie King? Megan Cascitalo? Farzad Khalidan?
Here.
Kent Kirk? Brett Kreisman? Susan Maculay? Rosie McAdams?
Yeah.
Brian Murphy's absent. Bob Navarro? Or Robert Navarro? Nancy Nicholas? Sharon Oates?
Here, and I think Navarro is here, but he's on mute.
Okay.
Correct.
Mary Jane Oliver? Christina Papernick? Teresa Peavy?
Here.
Lisa Petro?
Yes.
Anthony Riley? Abigail Rogers?
Here.
Richard Schumacher?
Here.
Cindy Shio?
Here.
Liz Simon? Dorota Alwini?
Here.
Glenn Weisenberg?
Here.
Sun Hee Yoon?
Great. Thank you so much. Before we begin public comment, I'd like to just do an acknowledgement. So As we begin, we are mindful that we hold these meetings on land that was once and still inhabited by Indigenous people, including the Ojibwa, the Chippewa, the Menominee, Potawatomi nations, and more. We will remember our nation's history and honor the Native people as stewards of this land that was colonized, and that River Forest continues to be a place many people from diverse backgrounds live together. Next, we have, because we're not approving minutes, we have public comments. If there's any public comments.
And two. The first is the Pledge of Allegiance. So I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. My second comment is about the flag and liberty. As all of us know, there's a horrible event going on, not event, tragedy going on in Ukraine. And Wednesday at 5 p.m. at the Village Hall, you're going to raise a Ukrainian flag and rally for patriotism and liberty. And I hope every single person here can join us. There will be flags, music, QSR codes for people to be able to support Ukrainians. We have two first generation residents that will speak in both English and Ukrainian, and it's a way to unite our village with all the cities in the world and all the patriots and liberty loving people in the world.
Yeah, and so I'm really glad that it was a grassroots movement that put this together and contacted the village and Kathy to ask, and of course she said yes.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
And you.
And
you were on board really quick. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. And so we are proud to do that. Found out today that Chicago is actually a sister city of Kiev. As we're talking about different intersections of people here, you know, especially in this space, in the DEI space, we know the impact on refugees leaving the country. I've also heard, you know, those who are Black or African trying to leave and flee the country and not being allowed passage into other countries. So there are all sorts of relief efforts out there. There are relief efforts out there for those who are minorities in Ukraine as well. So hold them all in my hearts, and I'll be happy to support and show my solidarity to everyone.
If I could say something.
Wednesday?
It's this Wednesday.
5 p.m.
At Village Hall. Okay, is there any other public comment?
Okay, can I say something? This is Ken. Can you hear me?
Okay. Excuse me?
This is Ken. Am I not coming in? Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Ken.
I just put echo your sentiments and wish I was there with you guys. Unfortunately, I'm visiting a client and I'm in Gulfport, Mississippi, believe it or not. And so I can't get much service. So I apologize, but if there are any follow-up questions that I need to do, I'll be glad to do them. So just wanted to make sure everyone knew that.
Yeah, and Ken, I apologize for not acknowledging that you, I mean, you did say you were here, but not acknowledging that you are here virtually as well. And we have Lisa here as well, virtually. So with that, we'll go on to our next order of business, which is the subgroups. Let me just get to my information on that. Okay, so everybody received the subgroup committee list that we put together. Elijah did an amazing job of synthesizing all the information, and we have it in front of you. Everybody and their choice of which committee they wanted to participate in. We were able to get everybody into their first or second choice. And Elijah, correct me if I'm wrong, it's something like 28 people got their first choice, and maybe like seven people got their second.
I think it was just like 25, and then 10 got their second.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I remember correctly.
And a lot of it was based on honestly going from those committees that had the fewest requests. So it's kind of starting backwards from that. So in purchasing, we needed the bodies there. So those who requested it got that as their first or second choice. And then Elijah moved from there and used everybody's resumes to help support which group they're in. So tonight, if everybody is agreeable to it, we'd like to take the subcommittee groups and have you guys introduce each other to yourselves and just begin to work on those first questions, introductions. How does everyone feel about that?
Great.
So
how do we do it if they're on the?
I am trying to think through that right now.
Are we breaking out into these groups? How does that work?
Yeah, hold on one second, Chris. We've got a question in the room.
No, it's not a question, it's a comment. This is the most efficient thing I've ever seen in my 20 years at River Forest. And so I think we ought to, you were nice, but I think we ought to.
Thank you, Elijah, for that, because it really was.
You're welcome.
You did a great job. So what we'll do is I think we'll get people in the room together, and as we're doing that, figure out Zoom. Like, what's the best way to get the people on Zoom in those spaces as well?
Maybe a FaceTime or something?
FaceTime, would people be amenable to that, FaceTime?
I can share my text on my cell phone with people on my committee.
Yeah, okay, so while we do this, I'm gonna ask people to, I'm just gonna go down the list. If the RFP group could be in that corner there, Employment and Human Resources over here, Purchasing and Suppliers in front, in the middle, Housing in the back middle, Community Outreach over here in the, right, and then intergovernmental relationships in the back, and then maybe governance and DEI framework outside. And as you guys pull together, we'll figure out the people who are on the Zoom and work how to bring them into the conversation.
And Erica, if I could say one more thing.
Go ahead.
I just want to say, first of all, I'm very excited about us moving to the next level and getting these groups together. It's our expectation that you guys will, we're going to try to use, so probably it's going to be like thinking about your next group meeting times and how you're going to set these up. But it's our expectation that we're going to allot our second meeting of every month for your groups to come together. So plan accordingly, but we wanted to let you know that, you know, it was our expectation to give you that time to meet.
On that note, do we have to do it at a specific time, or can we make our own?
No, you definitely can make your own schedule. What we are doing is offering up the second meeting of each month, space for you all to meet and gather and do the work. But if there are different ways that you are working, that's fine. In fact, that's one of the questions. So we have a couple of starting questions for you all. I was working on the wireless, so I think I should put them up on the board. I can though. But so just some starting questions. How do you want to go about accomplishing what needs to get done? What do you want to accomplish? How are you going to get the information that you need? What are your priorities? How are you going to decide those priorities? Are you going to be taking them back to the group? Are you going to be making decisions within your own group? What are the roles that each person in the group can play? How will you present your monthly updates? So the second meeting of each month, we're using to work together. The first meeting of the month we'll be using for educational purposes for the first half, but then subcommittee report outs on the second half. How do you want to meet? Are you going to do emails? Are you going to meet outside of the space? What tools will you initially need, if any? What do you need from the chairs? And we are going to ask that one person tonight lead the group and keep the group accountable. And then you all can choose who that person will be going forward, whatever that makes sense to you. I will, I'll go through now and just make some assignments so it's faster. and then if somebody talks, let me know. Megan, can you please keep the RFP group accountable this evening? And let's see who's in the room for the Employment Human Resources. Is there anybody in the room? Farzad, can you do it for purchasing and suppliers? Kirk, can you do it for housing? Who's in the room for community outreach?
Okay.
Rosie. Yeah. Thank you. For intergovernmental relationships. Glenn, can you keep us on task? For governance, Tim, can you keep us on task?
I'd like to do
for the evening.
Oh, I'm sorry, he's here. I'm sorry. No, that's fine. No. No.
Okay, so why don't you all situate yourselves and we'll work out with the people on Zoom.
May I make a request?
Yeah.
Those were great questions. Can you put them on the board?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Thank you.
Do you have any way of knowing who's online from our group? If you tell me your group name, I can tell you. So we've got Lisa Petrov. So it's Lisa, you, Glenn. I think that's all from your group.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm community outreach. I'm definitely the only one in the room.
So, Dorota, let's figure out. Dorota, would you mind unmuting for a second?
Yeah, I'm here.
Would you want to do a call? Is that possible?
Sure.
Rosie, with Rosie in the room?
Sure, but do I have to give her a call or we can be put in a Zoom group?
Yeah. Would you mind? Is this being recorded?
Yes.
Would you mind sending me your cell number?
Yeah, I'll do it right now.
Okay, do you have my email?
I don't think I have your email.
You can send it to Elijah, who sent the packet online.
Okay, I'll send it to that email.
Okay, perfect.
Awesome, thank you.
For Abby and David.
Yeah. Abby and David Bonner.
Yes.
Would you mind sending your cell phone information to Elijah, who sent the information this evening, and your group will connect you?
No problem.
Their conversation? Are you both good with FaceTime?
Can I just do it by phone? I just want to do by phone. I don't really want to do FaceTime. Is it okay to do by phone?
That definitely will work.
And the same for Lisa. Okay. She could send her.
Lisa?
Yeah, I don't have FaceTime, but
that's okay. If you just want to send it your cell phone, we can call you.
Okay. Who do I send it to?
So send it to Elijah, the document.
Okay.
I'll come get it.
I'm gonna pause it. I'm gonna mute it real quick.
Hey.
Who's for Dorota? Who's in Dorota's group?
Oh, that's me.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I don't see him up here.
I don't
either. No. So you guys are fine.
Yeah,
still
Sharon
looking.
Chuck. Lisa Petrov just sent me.
Okay.
Is there Sharon? Sharon.
I'm
All right, great. Thank you.
Okay, who did you say?
Sharon, can you unmute for a second?
Yep, I'm unmuted. I do not have a cell phone that is working right now. I really don't use a cell phone for emergencies, so I don't think I can do FaceTime.
Got it. But you're on a computer?
Yep, I have a computer.
Do you have an
email?
Yeah, I have email.
There we are.
MS Teams.
The first one was, how do you go about accomplishing
Let's think through this.
Does you have a home phone?
Do you have a home phone, Sharon?
Yeah, I have a landline.
Oh, perfect. Will you email that to Elijah and the team will call you?
David Barnes.
Right now?
That would be wonderful.
Okay, let me see if I can do that.
Okay. And if you want to use another room, I could start to get to
we look at the red most
Renee and Chris Johnston. Can you both unmute?
Yes.
Hey Renee.
Hi.
Would you be able to send your cell phone over to Elijah so we can connect you with your team?
Yes, ma'am. I'll do it right now.
Wonderful. Thank you. Hey, Chris. Same yeah. for you.
Well, I think Mindy's in my group. She's got my cell phone number.
Okay, she's not in the room. No. Would you mind?
I'll call her.
Oh, you're in a different group than Mindy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I looked at the chart wrong. Okay. So let me send an email over to Elijah.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Chris.
I think we do it for free.
Oh no, I have Jero on the phone, but I'm waiting until we put get the questions on board.
Whose number are you waiting?
Chris. Is anybody missing anyone?
Yes. Do we have Chance or Rob Navarro?
Renee's group.
I think Kent could
Renee's group.
Or Jerry.
Jerry does not seem to be.
What do you want me to do, Elijah?
Oh, 312. 401-0033.
Okay. I don't see him.
0033. Yep.
Okay, I think we have but I think that's appropriate with the community outside of the airport. However,
Chris Johnson, number 347-3416.
All right, 708-347-3416.
Yeah, no problem.
I think we definitely should reach out to them. Doing the same thing. So,
I think so.
We need to look at the numbers and actually find out what is being implemented. Well, first we have to figure it out. I've actually, at some point in my life, I've seen it.
Yeah, me too.
But
what do you want?
Hi. Okay.
So, Cindy Shay.
Yeah, there's a little bit of background on it. I know it was, but it's only the two of us anyway, so. And she was saying that every other Tuesday will be the small groups, if you heard that. So we'll try to come in. Exactly. And she said we can also like pick our own schedule. So maybe we'll just email the rest of the group or something later on. So so I guess we'll get to know each other. Okay, so just starting off, she's putting the questions on the board. So we're the community outreach group. So I don't know if we want to, so the first question is what do we want to accomplish, but maybe just if we want to talk about why we each wanted to join this group, why it was my first priority. I don't know about yours. Yeah, so maybe if we just want to chat first about why we wanted to join this group. So I can start. So for me, I felt like I just wanted, like, one of the first things that I feel like I want our group to kind of do is get information from the community, right? So, like, I know I think that it would be kind of like on our group to, like, put together that survey, right, to survey the community and get more information from the community, et cetera. I want to just find out more about what people living both inside the community and maybe around the community think, right? And then just right understanding maybe what, different groups throughout the community are looking for from the community, right? So, like, we don't know what to provide to certain people in the community if we don't get that information. So then hopefully we can actually interact with the community, find out what they're looking for, right? And find out what we can do to better serve all residents of the community. And then kind of go from there, right? Oh, wow, that's amazing.
But I would say, I'm going to the village. You know, all the utility spend, the landscaping, contractors, all that. You know, advertising, website. I mean, think about it. It's probably of their budget, 70% of their budget. Whatever they
fall off
their budget.
Right.
Yes. Employment is probably 10 to 20%.
Exactly.
I don't know anything about that. Other than that, it's sort of like they're probably a little
Definitely, it sounds like we're both kind of on the same page that we want to actually like make a difference as like real citizens of Lakeview, right? And my background work wise isn't necessarily.
Hey, Gabby. Abby, are you there?
But I don't know if you're forced. State of Illinois.
Yes, Tim. I'm sorry. I clearly was not being close to you.
Oh, hey, Abby. Your group is trying to connect with you on your phone.
Yeah.
Are you able to pick it up?
Hi, David. And hi, Mindy. So you're there too.
We have goals of 5% veteran.
Anybody been able to get older? Sharon?
Yeah, Sharon.
Abby, were you able to connect with your group?
There's different organizations.
Got it.
Hi, this is Sharon. Oates, can you hear me?
I am Abby Rogers. I've been in River Forest for 13 years, I guess. I also have two kids at the high school and one in college.
Jerry, we are connecting folks with their
group. Yeah. So we'll figure out how to get in touch with them. I'll ask.
I sent my phone to Elijah.
I'd love to be able to connect you to the housing group if you're a friend of that too.
Okay.
Wonderful. We ask that you send your cell phone number to Elijah.
Yeah.
And we'll give it to your group.
Erica, can you give me a call? Sharon.
Yeah. So we just kind of have like a list of questions to go through just to kind of, I think, figure out what everyone wants to, you know, kind of do in our little groups.
Sharon,
so I'll just kind of read through those.
Erica, I don't really hear you. I'm sorry.
Get started, at least, right? So our first question is, what do we want to accomplish? We both kind of touched on that a little bit, but I think
I heard somebody call my name, but I can't.
At least from my standpoint, so what I want to accomplish, right, is actually right, reaching out to the community and making differences based on what the community actually
My number to Elijah.
and maybe organizing events or other things that, you know, and I almost think it's like we don't know what we want to accomplish because we want to find out information from the community and then deliver based on that.
Sharon, if you email your phone number to Elijah,
putting together
Get to your
types
team
of events and stuff. I don't know what that'll look like, but different
who's on Sharon's team?
Events.
Her number.
Like we heard about in that presentation a couple weeks ago, right? That they did.
Oh, she knows. Can you see if you got an email from Sherry?
I have not.
Okay. Hey, Sherry, if you can send your cell phone number over to Elijah.
Okay, I did. So I did send it.
Oh, you did? Okay. So we're just waiting to get it then. And he'll send it over to your team.
I just got it.
So I just for Jerry, he sent his number. I gave it to his group. So I think that should be everyone.
Okay, good.
So we just need one more person.
Yeah, and I guess that's kind of like a good funny question to ask because I don't know how soon our consultant will be involved, or whether we can start doing some stuff on our own.
So while we're just waiting on our last two phones, are we open mic on the Zoom?
Yes, we're now open mic.
The next couple of meetings that we have on schedule are March 22nd and April 4th. March 22nd is going to be our open space for you all to work as subcommittees. So that'll be the full 2 hours for you to just work as subcommittees together. And then April 4th will be the readouts of committee updates and our education. Mindy, we're gonna have just a minute.
We don't have to do it. We have eight members in here.
I don't want to do anything out of order, so it looks like we only have 22, so I'm not gonna do it or try to wait for the last person. Does anybody have any questions as we are together as a group? It sounds like there were really good conversations happening this evening. I think I mentioned to some of you folks that the co-chairs have talked a little bit about having one co-chair be the person that committee would maybe stay in contact with. If I didn't talk to you about that, let me know. So if you have questions, feel free to direct them to us so that we can navigate that for you. Don't forget the welcome emails this week. Elijah's going to send the emails out by Wednesday so that you can send those to the members who weren't here this evening. Is there anything else?
Dorota's asking, is March 24th our next meeting?
So our next meeting is March 22nd, Tuesday, and then April 4th is our meeting after that.
But then 22nd is a working?
22nd is a working, yes.
But we can do it, we don't have to do it there, but we can just...
No, we're leaving the space open for you to come together if you want.
Or we can just do it some other time.
Yeah.
Okay, March 22nd.
Yeah. Anything else before we wrap up tonight?
Yeah.
Motion to end the meeting?
So moved.
Everyone in favor?
Favor.
Have a good evening, everyone. Thank you so much. Okay.